What's going on, Braves country? Coming up this week on the Braves Beach House podcast, it is welcome week around here, and we're welcoming the Atlanta Braves back to town. We got a special rolling 50-50 jackpot, and we're going to talk about that with Mike McAdams coming up first. And then later on in the show, we'll have, of course, 25 for 25, kind of down the remaining things on our list, and we'll wrap it up with a big one. It's our biggest guest ever on the Braves Beach House podcast. Braves manager Brian Snitker is coming on the show. He sat down with Patrick at Welcome Weekend on Saturday, and we have the full interview coming up right ahead on the Braves Beach House podcast. All that and more on the way. Let's go. All right, and welcome back to the Braves Beach House podcast. I'm Harrison, and today we are joined by our client relations manager, Mike McAdams. Welcome to the show. Thanks for stopping by the Beach House.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So in addition to our clients and our corporate partners here, you're also in charge of our 50-50 raffle program. Can you tell us a little bit about it, where the money goes towards all that good stuff?
Yeah, it's great. So every year at every game, we fundraise. So we ask people to donate and purchase a 50-50 ticket. So 50% goes to the Braves Foundation, 50% goes to the winning individual. So it's always fun. It's great. We raise a lot of money each year for the Braves Foundation, which then results to helping organizations that need funds throughout the year in the local area.
Yeah, so a lot of people hear the Braves Foundation, they think it just goes to Atlanta. They're actually doing work right here in our communities here in Southwest Florida, which is really a great thing, and 50-50 raffle goes to all that. So right now we're in the middle of Welcome Week. We're doing something a little special this week. Can you tell our fans about it?
Yeah, so we'll go live with our 50-50 starting on Saturday, and we'll roll it all the way through opening day. So it should be a big prize, 50-50 prize at the end of the game on February 23rd.
Yeah, so anyone can play this week as we are approaching opening day on Sunday. It's cooltodaypark.com/50-50, and all the rules and regulations on where you have to be to play the 50-50 raffle can be found on that page too. So great cause. Get your tickets early. Get them often because we're hoping to break a record. But this is your first time on the podcast, Mike, so we do want to talk a little bit about you. Can you tell everyone where you're from, how you ended up here in Braves country, any fun facts?
Sure. Fun facts is I have two World Series rings, looking to add a third with the Braves. Yeah. So I worked for the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros in my career, and I have two World Series rings, so that's a fun fact about myself. I grew up in Chicago. You know, a lot of transplants here in Florida, of course, and there's a lot of Midwest in this area, in Venice and in Northport. So happy to be on this coast. I recently was in West Palm Beach with the Astros, so looking forward to being here in my first season with the Braves.
Yeah, it's going to be a great season, a lot of exciting things going on. And just real quick, back to 50-50 before we go, if people are in the stadium, where can they find our kiosk, our vendors, all that information?
Yeah, so we'll have a kiosk behind home plate on the concourse, and then we'll be roaming around throughout the entire ballpark. So you'll see our big aprons that say 50-50 on it, and you know, friendly people, you know, trying to get you to be a big winner.
All right, well, make sure to get in both on our Welcome Week 50-50 raffle and all season long here in Braves country. We got a 50-50 raffle every game. Before we get you out of here, we do owe you one gift. It might not be a World Series ring, but we do have an exclusive thing. If we can fire that t-shirt cannon. Oh, we're going for a long throw. There you go. You got a Braves Beach House podcast t-shirt. Thanks for joining us on the show. Snitz coming up next after the break with Patrick.
Breaking news, breaking news. This just in, 25 for 25. Baseballism. If you have ever been to their store at the Battery in Atlanta, then you already know them and you already love them, and you're probably wearing it right now. That's right, Baseballism is here at Cool Today Park this year, bringing spring training fans access to some of the finest baseball threads out there. This just in, 25 for 25. Braves fans, we know you love your merchandise. Every year at the team store, we get brand new merchandise, and this year, we've got some really special stuff. We've made a deal with Onward Reserve Merchandise to bring you exclusive Atlanta Braves merchandise. We're talking shirts, hoodies, vests, coasters, drinking flasks, all Braves merch, all the time. 25 for 25, breaking news, breaking news. Everyone loves ballpark food, but who likes standing in line waiting for it? That's why here at Cool Today Park, we have the quick and easy, just like it sounds. You come through, you explore the limited menu items such as soda, hot dogs, cold beer, then check yourself out and get back to the action. But let me tell you this, don't not pay at the quick and easy. Have you ever met anybody that didn't pay at the quick and easy? No, you haven't. We're going to keep it that way. Don't miss another Money Mike home run robbery on the account of you standing in line waiting for a handful of hot dogs. Come on down to the quick and easy, where we'll refresh you and fill you up right here at Cool Today Park. Go Braves! 25 for 25 this year at Cool Today Park. Hot, fresh, delicious pizza made in-house at our new pizza stand, Slice. Come get you a slice today. It's so good, it'll help you make the bigs.
It's home run caliber pizza.
25 for 25, VIP fan experience only at Cool Today Park. Make sure you get your ticket upgraded to the VIP fan experience. That means you're right here for batting practice, a chance to see your favorite players up close and personal, and a chance to get an autograph. You just never know who's gonna walk over and take the time to sign a ball, a shirt, or even your actual hand. I wanna thank Chris Sale for that last year. I haven't washed my hand since. I wanna see back-to-back hardware, Mr. Sale. That's right, we're gonna get him again this year in 2025. But in the meantime, get those spring training tickets upgraded and be a part of the action live and up close. Only right here at Cool Today Park, fan experience just for you. Go Braves! Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news, extra special breaking news right here on 25 for 25. We had a coconut tree that was looking at us a little funny, and then he started walking on over to us. After we got over our shock and surprise, we realized it was a die-hard Braves fan. Washed ashore on an ocean wave, Palmer began life as a humble palm frond before growing into a big old walking palm tree who just can't get enough of Braves baseball. You won't want to leave the ballpark this spring training without planting yourself right next to this kindly forest creature. We've grown pretty fond of the little scamp already, and you sure will too. Be sure to ask the tree keepers for a picture with our brand new mascot, Palmer, right here at Cool Today Park in spring training 2025. Welcome, Palmer, and go Braves!
25 for 25, are you looking to get into the action this spring training? Well, look no further than the field suite. That's right, it's the best seat in the house. Right behind right field, you could stand next to where the big leaguers are standing. If you're bringing a large group out to the ballpark this spring training, the field suite is the perfect spot for you and your group to have a great time at the ballpark. One of those things that's only available at Cool Today Park this spring training 2025. We'll see you on the diamond and in the field suite. Go Braves! 25 for 25, the big moment is here we've all been waiting for. It's the reveal of the final 25 for 25 promo leading up to spring training. The number one new feature at Cool Today Park this year, it's you, the fans. Whether you've been here before or it's your first time visiting us here in Florida, you are what makes this place so special. Ask any of the players, ask any of the coaches, ask any of the staff around the ballpark, and we'll tell you, we couldn't do it without you, the fans. So go grab some of that new spring training merch, take a quick pic with our new friend Palmer, crush some beer out of a baseball bat, toss me the rest of that skillet cookie. I don't care if you're done with it or not, but get ready because spring training 2025 starts right here, right now. Say it with me, go Braves! Ladies and gentlemen of Cool Today Park, we have a special, special treat here for you today. We are here at our open house, but we're also recording a live episode of the Braves Beach House Podcast. I would like a very big Braves country welcome for your Atlanta Braves skipper, Mr. Brian Snitker. How you doing today, Coach?
We're doing great. We're in Florida. The sun's out. We're playing baseball, so you don't get much better than this. Thank you all for coming out.
Absolutely. Welcome back to Cool Today Park, the spring training home of your Atlanta Braves. A few questions for you. We want to get to know you a little bit better before spring training. And all the fans here want to know you a little bit better, too.
Sure.
Coach, my first question is, who was your favorite player to watch growing up?
Well, growing up, my dad was from Chicago. So we got the Cubs on WGN. So I grew up a Cub fan, watching Billy Williams, Ron Santo and Randy Hundley. But Billy Williams was a big fan of mine, just sweet swinging Billy.
Sweet swing, that's right. Yeah. Certainly a few of our Atlanta Braves with sweet swings as well. Coach, the folks want to know, what is one thing you do in the off season to make sure you are 100% ready for spring training?
Babysit my grandkids. I run them around and when I'm chasing them all over, the neighborhood and the county, that I get ready for spring training. That's used to be you go out and stand in your yard, because there's a lot of standing around in spring training. Your back always gets fried. But now I just, that taking care of the grandkids pretty much keeps me ready for anything.
They keep you sharp, keep you on your cardio,
exactly.
Chasing them around. A personal favorite question here, Coach. What is your go-to concession item here at the ballpark?
Cheeseburgers. I'm
all
a huge
day,
cheeseburger
day.
Fan. Love them.
Well, in baseball, we have lots of superstitions. So the fans wanted to know, what are some of your baseball superstitions?
Well, I, as hard as I can try to not have them, I end up, using the same pin if we win a game, the same undershirt, shoes, stuff like that. It's just like I have what I do over the course of the day, and it's pretty much consistent every day when I get there. So, but I try to get away from that and see if I can break the superstition, but I'm too superstitious to do that.
I wonder if we'll see any teddy bears this year as part of those superstitions.
Yeah, you never know. I'll tell you what, with these guys, they're liable to come up with anything.
That's right.
I mean, it's Marcel might be one of the most superstitious guys I've ever been around.
Right. And certainly that's been paying off. Coach, what's one piece of advice you'd like to give players who are going through their first spring training?
Enjoy every second of it. And tap into the guys that you're in that clubhouse with. There's a lot of very successful players that are in our clubhouse. There's world champions, there's all-stars, there's MVPs, there's Cy Young Award winners. And use those guys, because that's, those guys like talking to young players. And I think a guy, you nuzzle up to them, and if you have questions, you ask them questions about their craft and how they've been doing it for so long and been so good at it. So I think you take advantage of the information that's there for you, which, and a big part of that information is the people that are in the room with you.
Same thing for the young ones. What advice would you give to a young one who wants to be in the majors someday?
Well, you just got to keep working hard. You got to take every day as its own, little entity and work hard. You're never guaranteed tomorrow. I tell our players that all the time. You're never guaranteed tomorrow. The only thing you can control is today. And you wake up and you suck the life out of today. And then you go to bed, you rest up and get up the next day and do the same thing again.
Eat, breathe, sleep, baseball.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we do. That's
exactly.
What we do.
I want to hear a little bit of crowd support on this one. Coach, you've managed two rookies of the year.
Yeah.
You've managed an MVP. And of course, the reigning National League Cy Young winner. That's right. And how could we forget the 2021 World Champions? So I gotta ask, Coach, what's next?
Yeah, I know. Well, I told Chris that too when he won the National League Cy Young. I said, I've had MVPs, we've had All-Stars, Rookies of the Year, World Champ. I've never had a Cy Young Award winner. I had a 20-game winner. It was really special to watch him go about his year last year and how he just came back, got the comeback player of the year, led the league in ERA, strikeouts, wins, got a gold glove, a comeback player. So it was a pretty complete year, I guess. So I don't know, I think what we want to do right now, we want to win the division so we get in the tournament and give ourselves a chance.
Absolutely, and that consistency being such a key piece to that. Coach, our last question here, we're going to ask you to draw your attention to our big board. And we want to know, in 2025, is there any chance we could see a return of the mustache on Coach Smith?
Yeah. Now, you know what? I tried growing all that stuff, and it's all, you know, it's white, and it itches a lot more than it used to. Probably not, honestly.
The fans here are getting a good glimpse of your old baseball card.
It's just not the same as it used to be. As I've gotten older, I don't have any hair left or anything, so it's... Yeah, probably not.
Well, you're as handsome as ever, Coach. These fans here truly appreciate it. I know our Beach House Podcast fans appreciate it. And, Coach, we do something for every guest on the Braves Beach House Podcast. You caught it. Great cannon there. And thank you for being a part of our Beach House Podcast here. Have a great spring training, Coach.
Thank you.
And say it with me one time.
Have a great time this spring.
Go Braves!
Wow, what a great interview with Snit. You never know who's going to stop by the Braves Beach House Podcast all spring training long. We're moving our studio to a top secret location, and we never know who we might have pop in this chair right here. But coming up on Cool Today Park this week, Sunday, it's the home opener at 1:05 p.m. as the Tampa Bay Rays come to town here in Northport. So get your tickets now at cooltodaypark.com/tickets. Next week on the show, we're going shopping in the team store with Lynn. That's going to be very dangerous for my budget, but there's a lot of great merchandise, and Lynn's going to preview it all next week on the show, plus a whole lot more. So be sure to subscribe to the channel, like this video, leave a comment for us down below to help grow the show. We'll be with you all spring training here on the Braves Beach House Podcast.